does the G-spot really exist? Thanks for asking. Ah, the G-spot. An often cited but frequently elusive erogenous zone which has the reputation of being able to unlock intense female orgasms if you know how to stimulate it the right way. The G-spot was first discovered by German gynecologist Ernst Greffenberg, hence the G part of the name. That was back in 1950. But the term was only coined in his honour in the 1980s by a group of researchers who were writing about female ejaculation. They would go on to popularise Greffenberg's findings in a book. Greffenberg attributed three main functions to the G-spot: generating pleasurable sensations, causing swelling, and sometimes leading to female ejaculation. But despite years of research, to this day there's no definitive proof that the G-spot even exists.
Where is the G-spot said to be located?
According to Medical News Today, the G-spot is located from 1 to 3 inches up the anterior vaginal wall, between its opening and the urethra. Experts say that it's not really a precise spot, more like a region which varies in location from woman to woman. The G-spot area tends to have a slightly rougher texture than the rest of the vagina. In April 2022, Mail Online published an article under the title "Stop Calling It the G-Spot," which argued that the G-Spot is actually a zone made up of five erotogenic regions. These include the periurethral glands along the urethra, which are responsible for producing the fluid expelled during female ejaculation, the urethra itself, the clitoral crura, which become engorged with blood upon stimulation, the clitoral bulb, and also the anterior vaginal wall. The researchers called for sexual health experts to start referring to the G-spot as the G-zone instead.
Is this area really a magic button for intense orgasms?
Contrary to popular belief, it isn't. Some women may be particularly sensitive in this area, while others may not feel much at all. It's certainly not a one-size-fits-all scenario. Research has suggested that while G-spot stimulation can lead to orgasm in about 10% of women, for the remaining 90% it may just result in a pleasant sensation. The thing is, the G-spot is often overhyped, so it's important to have realistic expectations. After all, there's a danger that women who don't experience intense pleasure from G-spot stimulation start seeing themselves as dysfunctional, and the intensity of an orgasm remains consistent regardless of the initial stimulation zone. It's influenced by a number of factors, including emotional resonance.
What's the best way to stimulate the G-spot?
Using the fingers and mimicking a come hither gesture is often cited as an effective technique, but it can also be done with the penis or a suitably curved sex toy. Our tip is to explore different pressures and rhythms and take note of how your partner responds. You might want to combine G-spot stimulation with clitoral stimulation for heightened pleasure. Remember, patience and communication are key in discovering what works best for you or your partner. There you have it. Now you know whether the G-spot really exists. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.